Nothing enhances the cinematic year like the release of a new Woody Allen film. Though it is only playing at one theater, at the Bassett Mall in El Paso, I still chose Blue Jasmine for this week's film review. I chose it because I think it is worth both the time and the gas to go and experience what I believe is far and away the best film of this year thus far. With a splendid cast and a sinister plotline, brilliantly shown in intercut between the present and flashback, Allen's film plays with a combination of mystery, tragedy, intrigue, and yes, dark humor. Oscar winner Cate Blanchett delivers an unforgettable performance reminiscent of that of Vivien Leigh in the classic A Streetcar Named Desire, as the emotionally and even mentally unstable Jasmine. Following the suicide of her imprisoned millionaire husband Hal, resulting from his being exposed as a fraudulent New York financier, the helpless Jasmine seeks refuge with her sister Ginger in San Francisco. As Jasmine attempts to rebuild her life with such pathetic endeavors as computer classes, dreams of interior design school, and sights on an aspiring California congressman, we are simultaneously shown how she once was a woman of high society in New York City. We also see how poorly she treated both Ginger and her husband Augie when they sought to invest money with Jasmine and Hal. These intercuts of Jasmine's crumbling New York heaven and her attempts at a reconstruction are brought harrowingly together with the power of Allen's writing and the powerhouse acting of cast members Sally Hawkins, Alec Baldwin, Andra Dice Clay, and especially Miss Blanchett. I believe this haunting character study to be Allen's best work since 1992's Oscar-nominated film Husbands and Wives, and have no doubt that it will be ranked among the genius writer-director's finest. I also have no doubt that the performance given by Cate Blanchett in this film is one that could be remembered as one of the best given by any actor of not just this year, but of any. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with a weekly film review.